T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
City schools are set to reopen for partial in-person learning in just under 2 weeks, but principals say the logistics just got a lot tougher with new guidance from the Department of Education. WCBS's Steve Burns is following this, and he joins us. Steve, tell us about that new guidance, and what are you hearing from principals?
Yeah, Janice, that new guidance came out of a deal that the city made with the teachers union, that is to have separate staff for remote and in-person learning. So students will have one teacher when they're in school and a different teacher for when they are learning from home. The teachers union was concerned about teachers that would need to do both. So now that's off the table. But the principals union now is saying, from a logistics point of view, that this is basically impossible to see through. First, they're saying that there simply aren't enough teachers to do this. And second, that this just came too late. They already had to make their own plans by this point. The mayor, for his part, is insisting that there is a substantial pool of staff and substitute teachers that they're getting ready to send out across the city, that everything will be ready by September 10th.
Well, today was also the deadline for schools to apply to use outdoor space. Has that been working out? Is that idea catching on?
It's really another issue that principals and staff members say they were asking about, you know, months ago, but heard nothing back from the city until just this past week. The mayor again came out and said schools that want to apply to use outdoor space, maybe close a nearby street down, can put in that application. But again, these principals say it was just too little too late, that there's no time to really think through their options. One principal told me it's just impossible for her school. She's in Lower Manhattan, has a hospital on one side and a fire station on the other. So it'd be just impossible to close that street down. Another principal I talked to in Brooklyn said she has applied to get surrounding streets closed. But again, there's really no time to figure out what they can do with it besides just letting kids run around and get some fresh air.
So you've been talking to everybody on all sides. What's the bottom line sense you're getting from teachers, principals, how it's all going to work out if reopening goes on as scheduled? And what do you think the chances are that that deadline can be met?
Yeah, it's really a tough question. And the general sense I'm getting here is that there's kind of a combination of dread and a resignation to that dread. One principal said she feels like she's just kind of spinning her wheels, that she's working to solve these unsolvable problems and working towards a goal that's just entirely unrealistic. The teachers are worried about the health risks. The principals are worried about the logistical challenges. They both seem to be on the same page, that the city just waited too long to make some of these important decisions. And I asked some principals for their predictions on what is going to happen over the next couple of weeks. And pretty much all of them said one of two things. Either the mayor's going to back down at the last minute and announce some kind of delay, or the teachers are going to go on strike.
Which, of course, is illegal, but they say they're willing to go to jail, right?
Yeah, they say it is illegal, but they're willing to pay the price if need be. And that just shows you how high the stakes are in this situation.
And one more question. I mean, even if they had perfect plans for reopening, then they need a plan for if they have to shut it down, correct? Or if individual schools have to shut it down, if the infection rate spikes.
Right. And the City Department of Education has put out all of those plans in terms of shutting down individual classrooms or entire schools based around how many positive tests come back. They're also looking at the citywide positivity rate in case the entire district needs to close. But there is that issue of trust. This all went haywire back in March when the mayor again waited until the last minute to close schools. And the teachers union, the principals union, parents, everyone in the school community is kind of casting a wary eye right now.
Thanks for joining us. WCBS's Steve Burns on the Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.